So three more acts before you get to go home to bed or go out and party or whatever. This gentleman here, Don White, many of you know, and for so many years has been doing so much for so many people. And he has created two open mics right in his own town of Lynn. And one was the Speak Out open mic, which Tony Toledo hosts and Don Shepherd's. And it's been over at Tatiana's in Lynn, but it moves next week to the Walnut Street Cafe, where Don's new open mic, which is music and spoken word too, Don?
Yeah, it's pretty wide open.
Pretty wide open mic. In Lynn, and if you're on my mailing list, you see information about it that I send out about a number of open mics. And Don is a wonderful writer, performer, and also performance coach, writing coach. He can tell you everything you want to know and more. He's just a great man. Please welcome Don White.
Thank you, Ellen. Thank you. I want to thank John for letting me use his guitar. This is a new song. I have 7 CDs, but that doesn't mean that I'm prolific. It means that I'm old. So I'm really only good for a song a year or so, and I hate when I only put one out a year and it's not any good, so I'm trying to figure out whether this one's any good or not. I overheard a man complaining how his 401k was not performing quite how he would like it to. As he sipped his double latte and continued to complain, I thought about that day in 1982. We were living in the shack with the outhouse in the back. If I'm not mistaken, you were pregnant too. Thought it might be funny to count up all our money. Let's just use this then. All right. We were living in the shack with the outhouse in the back. If I'm not mistaken, you were pregnant too. Thought it might be funny, count up all our money, discuss all the investing we could do. We pulled our pockets inside out, we pushed the cushions off the couch, we stuck our fingers way down deep inside. As we emptied out the pockets of the jackets in our closets, not one single penny did we find. After the realization, our financial situation was not conducive to investment at this time. We decided to invest in what we've always done best. We danced around the kitchen for a while, we do the victory dance. When life is such a mess, we don't know what else to do. We do the victory dance when being penniless became literal to me and you. You can jump off of a building, you could take a bunch of pills, or you could walk around in a trance. But if you wake up in the morning on the right side of the lawn, go on and do the victory dance. I got fired from a job I had been working at for 20 years faithfully. Oh dear, oh God, oh my, how will I survive without a corporation taking care of me? I was so stressed out for weeks, I couldn't eat, I couldn't sleep, I didn't think that things would ever turn my way. Then a couple months went by and I began to realize, man, I really hated working at that place. But now I started working for myself, that improved my mental health. Now I'm happier than I've ever been before. Oh dear, oh my, oh God, I should have quit that stupid job 19 years ago. I do the victory dance when my life forces me to go out on my own. I do the victory dance, I just declare victory and I march my army home. You can jump off of a building, you can take a bunch of pills, or you can walk around in a trance. If you're a clerk or you're a farmer, work from home in your pajamas. Go on and do the victory dance. You do the victory dance when your life forces you to go out on your own. You do the victory dance. You just declare victory and march your army home. There are things you can't control, things you'll never know, and some things are always left to chance. If you wake up in the morning on the right side of the lawn, if you're a clerk or you're a farmer, work from home in your pajamas. If your health is getting worse, but you can still flirt with the nurse. If you lose your honey, but you still got your money. And if you lose your money, but you still got your honey. If you find it hard to cope because your kids are smoking dope. Try not to forget in this game of life we're in. In this game of life we're in. In this game of life that we are in. If you don't die, you win. All right.
Don White. By the way, he'll be featuring at our Emerson Umbrella Open Mic in Concord on Monday night, October 18th. He also has many shows, many other places. One more hand for Don White.